On this episode of Still Loading, this is my story. Hey guys, this is Josh. Justin is nowhere to be found this week, but I have two fine and dandy replacements. I have my younger brother, Mike.
Hello.
And his good old pal and my pal, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So today, in the follow-up for our Final Fantasy 1 for 7 through 9, we're going to talk about Final 10, which is the last one that kind of closed out my childhood of me playing Final Fantasy games.
You've done 9 of these so far?
No.
Holy...
No, Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9.
Oh, I thought you said, like, 1 through 9.
No.
Holy Shania.
I mean, a bunch of them just came out on Steam.
Yeah, a bunch of them did. Like, you can get 7 and 8.
Yeah, 7 and 8, and you can get 3 now. I think you can get 4, too.
All right. Cool. So yeah, we're talking about Final 10, just the things we liked, things we didn't like, just a kind of an overview, very nostalgia-based, like what you remember about it. So we did do a little research on it. We haven't, none of us have played it in a long time. I'm the only one who's actually beaten it. So Jason played a little bit, Michael played about through half of it, then cheated and watched the ending.
Cheated.
I watched you.
Like he frequently does.
Yeah.
With life.
Everything.
And every game he ever
knows. Okay, like half.
No, it's not that bad. He plays more JRPGs than I do.
I have a problem.
No, you're
clearly
fine.
You do. I think you're Japanese at heart.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But so what I wanted to touch on first is just the story of the game. We're going to talk about, it started out with Titus. By the way, spoilers for people who haven't played it. Spoilers.
Arm's dead!
They're all dead.
I mean, if you had to shout it like that, yeah, it's like a Sixth Sense type deal.
Pretty
much dead the whole time.
Like, the beginning half of the game is just, it's a lot of filler, if you really think. It's character building. It's not filler.
Yeah,
no, it's
honestly
kind
of like a slice of life of that particular universe.
Yeah. For the first, half of the game.
Just introducing you to these people and, like, where they live, what they go through, what this world is like. Mm.
Yeah, exactly, and they,
which I really enjoy that in, like, a lot of RPGs. I just like getting to know where I'm at and, like, the little intricacies of the world and what
have
you.
That's the most important thing, I would argue, for an RPG is to make, like, I can't get into, like, some older RPGs because they don't have the character building or the world building. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, even, like, I just beat Final Fantasy 2, well, / 4. 2 on the Super Nintendo, 4 in the actual progression of Final Fantasy.
Right, exactly. It's really, I don't know.
No, literally, it's 1 was released in America, 2 never was, 3 never was, 4 was, but we called it Final Fantasy 2.
Since we didn't have 3 or 4.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean 2 or 3.
And then 5 wasn't released in America, and then they released 6, but since we didn't have the others, it was Final Fantasy 3. And then they decided to dump all that with Final Fantasy 7 and bring it all back.
Which
so
is
just
makes
1, 2, 3,
pointless.
And then 7 to now.
We just missed
exactly.
4 of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, oops. In any case, redo. Fooled you.
Oh, God.
But,
bye, 2 and 3. Hope you find your dad.
That's like a sales pitch and a reference. So, Titus, he starts out in Xanarkand, and then he ends up, like, his...
Playing Blitzball,
which has one of the most epic metal songs
of
any...
Then, like, the little...
I still can't understand.
Like, don't you give up on it. It's
another
something
world awaits
you.
That's a great imitation. I like it.
Yeah.
Keep going. I'll do a cover of that later. What do you say?
I'm down. Side note, Jason and I play instruments. We were in a band. We could totally do that.
We could throw a cover together.
Bring back your band.
Bring back your size. Like,
yeah, we need you for a Blitzball cover. Can we get you for that?
It's called Otherworld, I think.
It's
going to
be your Otherworld. That'll be your band name, Blitzball.
Forget your
old band name.
Imperfect Endeavor.
That was it. Yeah, forget
confusing.
That. That's
Blitzball is way better.
Shameless plug for a band that doesn't exist
anymore.
So I guess it's not a shameless plug.
No.
Shameful.
It's a very sad plug.
It's a shameful
We're dead.
Sad plug.
We're dead.
But so he ends up getting Sin attacks Zanarkand, and he meets his friend Arn, who's set very mysterious.
He's so cool.
Arn is awesome.
Yeah,
he is. He wakes up then in what is now Spira.
Yeah,
and he gets rescued by a bunch of Albed pirates, basically. Yeah. Like,
did Arn need his sling, or was it just to look cool?
I honestly forget.
I think it was just to look cool.
I don't think they ever explained that.
It's I only need one arm to kill you people. Let's be honest.
I think it was like a badass, like one of those. Yeah. He literally they like nerf like, themselves.
Like if I use this, you will all die.
He literally was the guy who says, "I can beat you with one arm tied in front of my back." But no. So then the ship gets attacked by Sin again, and then he washes up on Besaid Island where he meets Waka, the original bro.
He's a huge bro. Before we even knew what a bro was,
bro.
At heart, we knew what a bro was.
Bro, do you even walk?
Do you even bra, bro?
Do
you wear a bra, bro?
If only we knew.
But, then it's pretty much like he meets all the big characters. Yeah. You meet Yuna, you meet her guardian, which I can't remember. Maybe he's like the half guy, Kamilari, whatever.
I don't remember his name.
But,
they meet the various babes of Final Fantasy X.
That later become Final Fantasy X2.
Final Babacy.
They're like super babes in X2.
It basically became Charlie's Angels.
It's like, Yuna, what happened to you?
Wait, where'd the Daisy Dukes come from? What are you doing?
I don't see any problem.
She's a pop star, too. So
go figure. All of a sudden, before Vocaloids were a thing, there was Final Fantasy X2.
Vocaloids.
So then, after that, they basically go out on the adventure because he meets Yuna. He kind of is like, oh, that baby's cute. A baby, whatever.
The baby.
That's summoner
that
baby.
That will be
that's
my summer baby.
But I can summon something, too.
Girl, you want to see what I got summoning over here?
I'm a bad person.
It's got to cool down in about an hour. That?
You know, I'm a summoner, too. What do you summon? Well,
let's find out.
It might take 9 months, but maybe.
Hey, buddy.
That's terrible.
Because he didn't prank me. It takes 9 months to make out.
Oh, I'm so glad you ruined that.
Yeah. Well, that
you
was,
ruined that.
That was
what?
My
no,
intent.
You mentioned it. What?
He was just talking about his penis.
So was I.
But then you brought the baby in.
Because it's a summoning. Yeah. It's summoning something.
See, my thought was, explain the joke, because it's funny.
You see, that's what made it not funny.
See, I personally felt that made it hilarious.
Okay, all right, Mike. So, anyway.
Anyway.
Back on track.
She's cute. Yuna, summoner.
Exactly.
Penis, like, good. Let's go.
They go off on their adventure, and he... Basically, they're trying to get to Zanarkand so that way she can summon the final Aeon and destroy Sin. As the game goes on, there is a character named Seymour, but he's important.
The blue-haired villain guy?
Yeah.
He pulls the plot along, but for the most part, other than just getting the characters to go certain places, he doesn't have a huge ending. You have to beat him as a boss at the end of the game.
Yeah,
but that's about it. And you do have to fight him mid-game, too. Like, he's one of the tougher fights mid-game. But so you...
There's an awesome cutscene, I remember, like, after you...
Isn't, like, they fly in and there's those chains that go into the wedding? And then they're like, surfing down the chains to save Yuna.
That was so cool.
That was a great cutscene.
So badass.
But so, they are... I lost my train of thought.
We're talking about Seymour and, like, mid-fight.
You're trying to get the thing is to get rid of Sin.
Yeah. So they're going to get rid of Sin. Titus finds out that when Yuna summons the final Aeon, it will kill her.
Oh, right.
That's right, yeah.
And
that's a common theme in RPG games where, like, oh, there's a chosen person who has to do this, but they're keeping it... They know they have to die, but they're not going to tell anyone.
If you really think about it, it's a super Christian thing. Like, Yuna sacrifices herself to defeat Sin.
Oh, my God, you're right.
It's literally like a Christ analogy.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a...
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, because...
It's definitely a parallel.
Because, like, and it's funny, because usually with a lot of JRPGs, it's the opposite. You know, they kind of, like, shoot for the think for yourself. Don't let the deities tell you what to do. You know, they kind of lean towards that.
Well, they kind of pull that, too, because...
Yeah, true, they do.
They go against... The woman who started everything, it was a summer named Unalesca. Huh, I wonder who the comparison... Unalesca. And you have to actually fight and beat her because... you decide, like, no, I'm not going to let Yuna die for this. And she's like, that's how it's always been. And then you have to fight her. So they do kind of go
back. Yeah, they kind of go back to
but
the
that's stereotype. Whatever. So then they go. He finds out that Yuna will die. They also find out right before they fight Yuna Leska that Titus, like you said, like we were talking about earlier, is a ghost. He's essentially a ghost. The original.
You mean Arn, right?
No, him and Arn.
Arn
is an actual ghost. Titus is like a summon, essentially.
I forgot. Yeah.
It's so strange.
I forgot about that.
Wasn't there a name for what they were?
Faith.
Faith. The faith. That was it. That was
another Christian reference.
Yeah, pretty much.
But so you find out that Titus is a faith, and he was summoned. And what happened? The way the faith were created was that. Like thousands of years ago, Xanarkin fought another city called Bevel, which you do go there at some point in the game. Like I said, we haven't played any. None of us have played this in a long time. It's been a while. And
since I last played,
Xanarkin lost, and the survivors basically turned themselves into faith so they could build a city of their own memories. It's literally just like. It's almost like the Matrix, if you want to think about it like that.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of, like, people got their collective consciences together and created this city from their memories, their ideal city outside of Spear. That's where Titus came from. And his father, Jekt, who he hated, and you find out that the reason why Jekt even disappeared 10 years ago was because he was summoned to be one of the guardians of the summer to summon the final Aeon. And the final Aeon is made out of one of the faith that is closest to the summoner, which was Jekt in the first place. It would have been Titus in this case. So Titus would have turned into Sin, killed Yuna, and then the rebirth cycle would have kept going.
Right.
And you found out the whole cycle started by this other summoner named Yu Yevon, who lost his mind and went insane. And he basically started the whole Sin cycle.
Okay.
And so that, in a nutshell, and you beat Sin, you beat Yu Yevon, and that's the game.
And the ending might make you cry. May or may not have made me cry. Close.
God damn that music.
Oh my gosh.
Suta Kidane.
Never forget them. I remember last line, like the friends we have lost, blah, 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 but these people, those people... Never forget them. And then she's like a picture.
It was cool because she's like, the family and the friends we've lost. And then she whispers it almost, or the dreams that have faded.
Yeah, and never she was like, them. Yeah, and she was like, brief romantic clips, and then his face, like, never forget them. Then that
well, it was like all, I just watched the ending, like I said, it was everything.
Right,
it was like
that's what I meant,
You see all the characters, you see her kissing Seymour, because Seymour tries to marry her at some point, because he's a tool. Then you see Titus and her kissing, and then it's the ending, which I still, the saddest thing is when Titus, she tries to go and hug Titus, and she falls through.
Oh my gosh,
yes. I do remember that
part. He walks up, freaking heart.
He walks up, she stands up, and she just goes, I love you, and Titus turns around just like, no, like you see the pain on his
face.
Then
he's like, okay, invisible hug, like his hands around her, it's like, I can't actually touch you.
And then,
you know?
But then he walks through her afterwards. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. So yeah, like that's the story in a nutshell. Like, it was, I love that. Mm-hmm. That was one of the best stories.
Like, and I was a really sappy teenager, so I would just go on YouTube and just like look up that ending, just watch it. It's like, I wish I had a girlfriend.
So beautiful.
Wow, that's
so beautiful.
That's really, really sad. Multiple ways.
Right? Michael was an emo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, poor Mike.
But I had a phase.
We all had
just
our.
There
we all had our
tissues crying in front of some Final Fantasy.
Michael, what's wrong? It's
You're not a Titan. They can't hug her.
They love each other, but they'll never be together.
He's a ghost, but he's not really in the dog.
So the next thing I want to mention was the gameplay and the leveling. The actual combat, the battle, the battle gameplay, the leveling system itself, which I love. The sphere grid.
Sphere grid. Yeah. I love the sphere grid.
What do you guys
grid.
Remember about the sphere grid?
Well, I had at first forgotten about it, like I hadn't thought about the game then. I played a JRPG called Manakemia, which had, like, a sphere grid system for leveling up your characters and getting them new skills, new, like, plus health, plus attack, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, oh my gosh, exactly like Final Fantasy. And from what I remember, yeah, just... The smear grid. The sphere grid was just made up of like almost like a spider web.
Sounds like of
circles, and like each circle had like some kind of like attribute or skill or something to add to your characters, and the farther you went, the more that filled out until
I also really liked
until your guys got, you know, good.
I also really liked that the fact that each character, they kind of stuck with the classic roles of, you know, mages, yeah. warriors, mm-hmm. thieves, all that stuff. But what was cool was that since every sphere grid was the same, but the characters started at different locations so their starting point dictated their initial class.
Mm-hmm.
And their base stats also did, too. But the further you got in the sphere grid, the more all-around powerful each character got. Yeah. So Titus could actually do... I don't remember if he could do curing magic. I wouldn't be surprised. If you got all the way around it, you mm-hmm. could. I had a friend... Remember Matt Deary?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a friend who... Matt, as I already said this Deary. A second ago.
There you go.
He logged over 100 hours into this game.
That sounds like Matt.
Which... It's just crazy. And, like, I know other people probably have done more. I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
saying it's totally out of the ordinary, but, like... For in our group of friends, we never played a game for that long,
mm-hmm.
and he like loaded out the sphere grid with like with his main characters. I don't know if he did it with every character, but he loaded it
mm-hmm.
out. The battle system was cool too because you could hot swap your characters mid battle. Yeah, yeah. You could just switch out characters whenever you wanted to.
I love that
because they were all in like a reserve party, mm-hmm. so you could just rip them out whenever you wanted it to
for whatever the situation required.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
yeah.
it made it really nice because it helped you adapt to the situation mm-hmm. of whatever the fight was happening. So like I remember the Seymour fight required you to use a lot of like null spells where you would like null fire, null water.
Yeah,
so you would cast them all on your crew, so that way when he did a water spell, you could survive it. When he did a fire spell, you could survive it, because his magic was his strong point.
Mm-hmm. Right,
excuse me. And that's what was killed me. Like, I remember I couldn't beat him. Matt was the one who beat him for me,
actually. Wait. Matt or our brother, Matt?
No. Matt, the other, my 100
friend. 100
hours. Okay, okay, okay.
100 hours, Matt.
I was going to say, like, wow, like, Matthew was really young back then. How'd he do it?
No, he didn't. Our brother, though, he's gotten ridiculously good at games.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nuts.
He is, like, a nerd king.
Well, we're going to go with that.
Minus the social thing,
so you can't really be much of a king without that part. No. But no, but it was cool. And then even the summoning system, like you're...
We love you, Matt, don't worry. You're swell.
You're
swell.
Not good enough for great, but good enough for
swell. I was going to say, it's a little bit like...
Pretty,
I think swell is pretty great.
About swell dandy.
Swell.
About dandy.
You're a dandy
you're
guy.
You're just a dandy.
This game was more than dandy.
Yes, it was. We already kind of...
Grandy.
Grandy?
It was a granny.
Swandy.
It's a granny, swandy, Mandy.
It's all of those
word,
things.
Word.
It's all of those things.
Okay. So, no, the gameplay of it was just cool because, like, you could, the summon would, I don't remember, do you remember if it swapped out for your whole party or was it for just Yuna?
I think it was
your full party.
I think it was your whole party.
They came in for just one attack.
Yeah, just like,
there were
summon, boom, next
there
turn.
Were
yeah.
certain, oh yeah, and you would fight with them. They would come in for your whole party, and you would fight with them.
Oh, yeah,
they
replaced
it for a while.
They replaced your whole...
I forgot.
I don't remember if it was for a time period or if it was for till whenever your summon died. I think it was for whenever your summon died. You could unsummon him. You could call him back. But
there's something I like how in a lot of JRPGs, like where there's summons, it's like the exact same and or similar names for these
Shiva,
summons.
Yeah. Bahamut, Ifrit, however you pronounce it.
Yeah, like some is Ifrit, some is Ifrit, depending on...
It's the same thing, but I forget how you pronounce
it.
Yeah,
you know who it is, that's the, that's the point.
Like,
you know?
I'm in the middle of playing the remastered version of Tales of Symphonia, Chronicles, that's the name, and like, right now we're going around gathering all these summons, like that's one of your last missions of the game, and like, it's like all the exact same names of all the Final Fantasy
it's
summons.
Crazy.
Ifrit, Shiva,
It's strange because they're not. It's not even made by the same company.
Yeah. No, no.
It's just it's strange how that.
I mean, not all the same names, but a lot of the same names.
Yeah.
Ifrit's one I see a lot.
Mm-hmm. The next thing I want to tackle, because I couldn't think of much more on the gameplay. Do you guys have anything else on
it? Not really.
It's
kind of
just your, like, your
turn-based good.
Your
I
typical
enjoyed
Final
it.
Fantasy
you
know, we've
the
come
different,
to enjoy,
there was
you know?
No active time battle system.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 7, 8, and 9 had an active time
See,
battle system.
I always preferred that, because I don't like being rushed to make my decisions. Like, like, let me think!
You have to really think a couple steps ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten better at it, but, like, at the time when I played it, because that was when I'm not much of a gamer now. I really wasn't much of a gamer then.
Yeah.
So just like playing that, I was like, oh, thank God, because 8 and 7 were nine were killing me.
I remember, I think I tried it pausing a battle one time, like in Final 10, and yeah. I remember, I guess I didn't hit the start button down far enough. I'm like, oh, I guess I can't pause it. Luckily, it's turn based, so
yeah.
I would for like a couple
just
for like a month,
sit.
I would just let it sit, and it would well not that
because you can,
to,
yeah.
But it would
that poor system overheated.
For the length of that time, though, I kept the game
time
just went up like crazy because
right.
I'm
yeah,
like I didn't know I could pause it. I'm like, oh, whatever, turn-based, I don't care.
Yeah.
What I wanted to cover next was more of a minor thing, but it had to be addressed, Blitzball.
Blitzball.
I never played it.
I
never played it once.
Me neither, but
I didn't either.
I do love mini-games.
Yeah.
And, like, games within...
The fact
like,
that they included something like that just kind of makes it more,
pretty,
like, connection with the world.
It was
that
a pretty,
real,
like, interesting
know?
Game, too. Like, it was a legit sports game that you could play, essentially.
And like how earlier on, before the podcast, we talked about the card game in Final Fantasy VIII. And that was a lot of
exactly.
fun.
Yeah.
They had a card game in 8, they had a card game in 9.
Mm-hmm.
Each Final Fantasy, from at least from what I remember, from 7 and through 10 at least, I haven't played any of 12.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten too far into 13.
9 is one of my favorites.
But 8 had a card game, 9 had a card game, 10 had Blitzball, 7 had Chocobo Racing and Chocobo Breeding.
Yeah, that's right.
Chocobos, they're fun.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we can still talk about, because we don't have much to talk about Blitzball, except it was just
it was
under,
there.
It was cool.
It was like
underwater.
It was underwater combination of like football and
soccer and
like,
and
tons
like
of stuff.
Rugby.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a really cool
yeah.
game. But another thing I wanted to cover was I just brain farted.
What do you want to talk about besides Blitzball?
No, it was
what else is there?
No,
there is nothing.
There
Blitzball's
was
life. Blitzball's love.
I knew it. Oh God!
Oh my
I'm
gosh!
I'm not proud of that
neither
reference.
Neither am I.
I'm just blanking on everything right now. No,
it's
all right. But yeah, other than Blitzball, there was like the summons we already talked about. We talked about.
Do you have it written down?
No, I don't. I thought of it like on the fly there,
Bummer.
And it's eluding
it's
me right
and
now.
It's Gan.
Yeah,
it's
boy.
Pretty much it's Gan.
Crap.
It's just Gan. But, Ultimate Weapons. That's what it was. The Ultimate Weapons in this game were cool compared to other Final Fantasies because they let you break the damage limit. Like,
I remember
normally
that.
You could only hit 999,000 or 9,999.
Yeah.
This let you break that. So Titus, for me, was hitting like 30,000 a hit.
That's
awesome. It was
about
nuts.
Limit break. Yeah.
And,
that's great.
But the thing was, Yuna's was the easiest to get. Yuna was hitting for 15,000. Her little, she would, it was the funniest thing.
Like,
so, it wasn't even like a swing. She kind of walk up and be like,
bop. A little
like,
bop on the head.
Like,
15,000 damage.
Boop. Tickle.
Pretty much.
Oh my
God. It just tickles the enemy. Oh God, I can't handle it. Too much laughter.
They laughed off their HP.
it hurt. The laughing
they
hurt so bad they had a seizure.
Death.
And Titus's, though, like, Yuna's, it was just finding two items. Like, you could search. One was actually on a beach in Bisei. Like, it was really early on that you could get it.
Yeah.
But you could only get the one part early on. It was two parts for each one. And then Titus's, however, I can't remember where. I think half of all of this of the final weapons were in one location. It was all easy. It was in this forest, I believe. I can't remember 100%. The other half was doing some ridiculously stupid task.
Mm-hmm.
Yuna's was easy. Just find a treasure chest. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Titus's, you had to race chocobos, and like you would pop balloons to do it, right? and every balloon you pop would take time off. You had to beat the race with under 0 seconds on the clock. Wow. Because it would take, like...
So, like, hit every balloon, pretty much.
Every balloon. Yeah. And for some reason, it was outrageously difficult for me. The other thing was Lulu's, mm-hmm. the chick that her top was practically falling off.
Lulu.
You had to dodge 99 lightning bolts on the Thunder Planes or something like that.
Holy crap.
And I could never get that.
Really?
I could not dodge a single lightning bolt every time. Mm-hmm. It was the most infuriating thing.
Like, not one.
No. Not one.
You have no chance. No chance at all.
No, I mean, granted, I did play it, like, over 10 years ago now, so...
Yeah, it's maybe been you can do it now.
Ago, yeah, really. It's been a long time. Well, I have
the
HD remakes now, so I could replay it. But I'm...
Oh, God, it's been about 10 years or so.
Well, now that I beat Final 2, my next old-school RPG I'm going to do is Secret of Mana. Or Secret of Evermore.
Oh, I wanted to play Secret of Mana.
One of the two. So
I've not gotten
after this podcast is done, that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Nice. I might want you.
Okay.
At some point in the course of the evening.
But, so...
That's what brothers do.
I don't really have much else to talk about. Final
play video games.
Oh.
You creeper.
Yeah. You dirty
Mike
boy.
Mike just walks into your room, he's just like, I just like to watch.
He's like, hi.
What you doing?
Hi.
Just say hi.
Don't mind me.
Do you need anything? No.
Just...
or... All right. The creepy guy in Scrubs, when JD's trying to find out, it's like, oh, he's perfect.
Perfect
for what?
Your credentials all checked out.
I didn't give you any credentials.
Or even, what is it? I'm old Greg. Yeah.
I'm old Greg.
I don't
Everything banished from a shoe.
But,
anyway, man,
so, I got nothing else. Do you guys have anything to add on Final 10?
Nah,
it's been a long time. That's all I can say.
Yeah, been a long time. First Final Fantasy game for the PS2, and, like, at the time, even now, just, like, the graphics and, like, especially, like, the CGI cutscenes blew my mind. It's like, oh my gosh, this is a gorgeous game.
Really,
so,
was.
Like, it was pretty groundbreaking for its time.
But, alright, I guess to round it all off, to close out this episode of Still Loading, let's just give our own personal opinion. Thumbs up, thumbs down, and why. Mm.
Alright.
I think we're all thumbs up,
yeah.
So let's just skip that part. Why do you like Final 10?
Alright, me. This is Michael speaking. Hi. No, why do I like Final 10? Well, one, for the same reason that I like pretty much every good RPG, is it's for the amount of work that went into the story and the characters, because that's why I play mostly JRPGs, is because it's like playing a really good book. You know, just
there's
getting
a lot of reading, so yeah.
Right? Yeah. So just, like, getting sucked into this world, getting to know these people, feeling like you're one of these people, like, and, and the gameplay was great. The graphics were wonderful.
The world itself was really fun.
Yeah,
it was very
immersive.
It's
a really pretty,
the only
really
complaint
pretty
I
world.
Have with the world is that there's no world map. I am a sucker for
that. I miss, and that's another thing that's, like, missing in so many newer RPGs, there's no world map, and that's my favorite part.
I guess I don't know why they got rid of it. I wonder if it was in terms of progression. Maybe it was easier to do.
I don't know.
The public just didn't like
maybe
it.
Maybe they're getting lazy.
But I don't know. Sure. The world map wouldn't take that long.
Yeah, I know.
But maybe the public just doesn't want it anymore.
Maybe.
But I personally, I love the
Same.
World maps because it kind of let you. Visual, like, instead of just seeing a map of the world and deciding where to go, you flew that world. And, like, you could ride around.
That was
around
the best part of any game, finally getting something you could fly.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, flying across the world,
flying.
Just, like,
the
and then finding new
seven.
Places, like, ooh, I don't know what this place is or when I'm gonna have to go there, but it looks cool.
Yeah.
And I've seen
and
it.
And Final...
Get you excited,
even,
you know?
Yeah.
Final
yeah.
7... 8, and I believe 9. I don't know. I
nine.
Can't remember.
Yeah,
but there was always that one hidden island. Like, 7 had Knight to the Round. 9, it wasn't... Or, sorry,
yeah.
8. 8, it wasn't... It didn't show up on the map, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an undersea research facility, which is where you got Bahamut. And if you went even lower, below Bahamut's level, you would get Eden, which was the best summon in the game.
Oh, yeah.
But it had, like, the longest cutscene. It was, like, a minute and a half.
Wow.
But, like, there's...
We digress. Jason!
Alright, well, it's been forever since I played this game, but I remember that, it was, honestly, I played this one before 7, and this was
kind of
my first...
Well, yeah,
a
lot of
I mean,
features.
Yeah, but I played this before 8 and 9. So this was my first Final Fantasy game that I ever played. I don't own it. I still don't own it because I played it over a friend's house because my first system was GameCube.
They did have one Final Fantasy for GameCube. It wasn't good though.
Crystal Chronicles.
Oh, yeah,
I have it. It's fine. Whatever. It did its job. But I mean, this one was like my first introduction, which is why when I got Crystal Chronicles, I was really like, what is this? Because it wasn't turn-based, and it was freaking me out, and everything was wrong, and I was like, what's happening here? So it wasn't what I came to expect. So really, Final Fantasy X, the reason I like it, I guess, like, nostalgic-wise, is it set the tone for Final Fantasy for me.
Right.
And it also kind of, like, probably gets some good memories with you and your friend, whoever that
is. Yeah, exactly. So,
who was that friend? Do I know that friend?
It was Fink.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
So, but anyways, like, playing that game, I didn't play, like, I didn't finish it or anything, but I wish I did.
Yeah.
But really, I'm with Mike on this. I liked the characters a lot. I liked how they spent the time developing characters, world building. And I liked the little twists at the end and, like, all these, like, kind of unexpected things that happen.
Really, that I might have really spoiled for you. I don't know.
Well, no, I already knew all of them. I was a scrub like Mike. I looked it up already.
Yeah.
Scrub pound.
I guess the last thing I'm going to say then, besides the fact that I really liked it, it was one of my favorite Final Fantasies. The only other complaint I have, besides no like movable world map, like that, the voice acting wasn't always on mark. Sometimes it was like Yuna's final thing. I just watched it. It still is a good voice acting. Yeah. Not phenomenal, but it does the job.
Yeah.
But there's other moments where the voice actor for Titus or Titus, however you pronounce his name,
Titus,
was just. As in the Wakandorstra.
And primarily for that, like, in the scenes that, like, aren't really big scenes and just, like, where they happen to have voices anyway, that's when it's the worst.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, it's kind of a throwaway thing that we're putting voices in for anyway, so just, like, it's, the voices
fall honestly, flat. If you're going to have bad voice acting performance, have it in throwaway scenes, please.
Well,
and think of it this way.
And this was also the first Final Fantasy to ever have voices.
Yeah, I was about to say
true,
that.
True, yeah.
So they did a good job for their first attempt at voice acting. So, but alright, so that pretty much wraps it up for this edition of Still Loading. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you laughed. Hope you cried. I don't know. Hope
Mike.
Don't do anything stupid. Don't hope you didn't do anything gross. I don't know. So, alright, so we'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.